what happened was that at the end of the year processing, and we've talked about this in previous interviews, where certain things under a tax-qualified plan have to be done in 1 year and then the others have to be done in another
year. It's very complex.
It is complex, and we go through a process where we try to keep all of this stuff, all of these activities discreet so they all get done at the right time to the right group. Well, we did have a problem, an error last week in the year-end processing for approximately 9,700 active TSP participants who were erroneously issued notices and payments regarding required minimum distributions for participants over age 70 and a half. As you know, once you reach age 70 and a half and you're separated, you're required to begin withdrawing funds from your TSP account or from your 401k account. The error, but it's, that only applies to separated participants. If you're still working and you're 70 and a half or older, you're not required to take these minimum distributions. What happened in this case is that approximately 9,700 of these folks who were still active were issued in error payments from their own accounts, so they aren't getting extra money to satisfy the minimum distribution requirement.
So you're going out to folks and saying you're asking for them to get this money back. How does this work?
That's right. Yeah, what we have, first of all, we started, you know, it's life in the fishbowl. Somebody noticed a change in their account balance that didn't reflect contributions,
right,
or earnings. So they contacted us late last week. So what we did is activated our core at the call centers to give them information for any of these folks once we realized what happened, to tell them of our plan to get this right. And in short, that plan is we'll notify all affected participants, offer to take the funds back, reverse the transaction, and make them whole.
And notice is going out to those, as you say, almost 10,000 people. They'll be notified, and if they choose not to give it back, what happens?
Well, it's their money, and they are all over the age of 55, of
right,
course. So if they keep it, there is a tax consequence. It's that they have to pay federal,
right,
income tax on it.
So,
but it's money from their account, and we expect that most of these people will want to get funds back into their account and just carry on.
Right. So it's a little bit of a accounting thing. It got put here instead of here, and that's the challenge, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just need to get all this squared away. The policy determination on how to deal is fairly simple. Now we're just in the execution phase. It does involve nearly 10,000 people, so that's a large undertaking for a lot of organizations. But when you've got 4.4 million participants,
yeah,
like we do, it's not that big an undertaking. We deal with 10,000 participant calls every day on a regular day. So,
yeah.
So we can deal with this population.
And
we apologize for the error, of course. It is an inconvenience. We understand that, but we also want people to understand that they can just send it back to us, write void on the check, send it back. If you've already cashed the check for some reason, and this is in the information that we're sending to these participants, they can write their personal check, just make it for the same amount, send it back to us, and we'll get it squared away.
And those people be notified by email, by postal mail?
Postal mail.
Okay.
Okay.
So this will be watching your mailbox, and this will, all these notifications, and I'm sure you'll have information on the website as well.
That's right, yes.
How do you, I mean, I know that these are very complex because I every year try and do some accounting on mine and try and figure out, make sure all the, and it's very, very complex. What's tax-free, what's not tax-free, blah, 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 blah. How do you work so this doesn't happen in future years?
You work very carefully.
Right.
It requires constant tending. And remember, these tax laws change fairly frequently.
Well, and in fact, even IRS is having to delay some of the return when people can file returns because it's complex.
That's right. That's right. But we will go back in and find out exactly what happened. I can tell you that the initial indication is that the root cause of the matter is we were trying to put in the provisions regarding spousal beneficiary accounts. And as we are trying to get those into a landscape that is already rather crowded, a couple of things get elbowed around, and all of a sudden we've got an issue like this. So, there are records on all this. It's all very clear what needs to be done and how to get everybody back to where they were.